play Axis and Allies. Classic. With cards.
Okay.
Fucked up cards that make you go, hmm. This is round...
Three
or four?
Round three, we're taking two cards.
This is round four.
We're taking two cards.
I think this is round four. 39, 40, 41. Round four. This is round four. We're not taking two cards. We should have thought of that earlier. It would have been a good idea.
You won't get through these cards.
It's too late now. Doesn't matter. It keeps the only thing is, if you know you're not getting through the cards, it keeps the suspense up. If you know you're getting through all the cards, you're like, just waiting for that Halifax Cowboy. Waiting. If you don't go through them...
I think you can't afford to wait.
If you don't go through them, you might not ever get it. You can't bank on getting it. If you know you're going through all the cards, you can pretty much bank on getting it.
And you have to, in order to balance it out.
So it leaves that little thing of maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't. Whereas...
The hiccup.
If you go through them super fast, you know you're going to get it. But, you know, everybody else is going to get their shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, my name is David Hayes. I'm playing the Germans. Muncie's got a face full of pizza. He's playing the Japs. Everybody else is eating. I'm just going to introduce everybody like I always do because I'm a fucking ignorant cock. Mike's over there playing the fucking asshole Russians and the shitbag Americans. And right is the lowly Britons. You know, the ones that fucking totally beat up on the Irish all the time for no good reason. And the other Americans... The Eastern Americans, you know, the asshole ones. The ones that didn't vote for Hillary. And we're ready to go here, round four.
Political views on everything.
Yeah, fuck Hillary and her stupid fucking gross ass. Thank God she's not the president-elect. I'm not saying it's okay you voted for Trump. I'm just saying thank God Hillary isn't the fucking president. Because goddamn. Last thing we need is another fucking Clinton in office. Pieces of shit. Fucking destroying the goddamn world economy with their greed and their fucking grossness.
I was looking forward to the cunningness under the desk.
No, I don't think that would happen. Pretty sure she has a penis and she'd come on a blue dress, too.
Oh.
Just throwing it out there. Hillary the worst ever. And fuck you, Hollywood, for fucking... thinking that she would have been a good president. So, as soon as Russia's done feeding its face, unlike what happened in the war where they didn't get to eat at all, well, you're not really immersing yourself in the role, Mike. Anyhow, Russia's up, and fuck the Clintons, and thank God I'm a Canadian. I heard a fellow podcaster make a comment a little while ago. A guy does this show called Fake History. He's from Toronto. He says, Canadians are the world's preeminent experts on America. He says, we live right next to America. So we get all their politics, we understand it, we're slightly affected by it, but we don't actually live there and have to experience it. So we can opine on it as much as we want without it actually affecting us. God bless Canada. Or, you know, Buddha, or, you know, whatever. Reincarnated Hitler. Whoever's in charge up there, bless Canada, because goddamn. We're all right.
Bless Canada. Be
we're not Sweden. Down. I mean, it'd be better if we were Sweden, but we're Canada, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Russia draws their card.
Oh, yeah, back to the game. And it's like Dave's alienated everyone.
And they get a keeper.
Yummy.
I think I stated in an earlier podcast that I hate everyone. I'd like to amend that. I got no problem with any Australian that I've ever met.
Either.
Never met an asshole Australian. I'm not saying they don't exist.
That's because you don't know if they're assholes or not.
Saying I never met them. Maybe Australians are instructed when they leave the country to be on their best behavior. That could be an option. But I've never met an asshole Australian. I've never been to Australia, so maybe they act differently in their own country. I don't know. But I don't look forward to any 17-hour flights in my future, so I probably never will be to Australia.
Fair enough.
However, as I stated to Muggsy last week, I'm going in to buy the winning lottery ticket which is in my pocket and hasn't been checked. So very well, listeners, when you listen to this, I might be in Australia.
So,
right in your favor.
Because I took a boat, because I ain't fucking flying for that goddamn long. Doesn't matter how rich I am.
Can't go through the Suez. You have to on both sides.
Ha! Ha!
That's okay. Those subs can go elsewhere.
They start running.
They could go...
Well...
Down to Madagascar.
French Madagascar.
So we're off site.
I'm good. Oh, yeah, you're not Fat Muggsy anymore.
Just skinny in my face.
Skinny Muggsy. In the house.
Skinny Mop.
Russia's only battles taken back Eastern Europe.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck.
That's a good fight. I got no problem with that fight.
Looks like six.
I think it looks like seven.
Oh, I see a guy.
Yep,
yep.
7-1.
Seven. Hiding.
3-3s.
7-1s.
1-0. In the game, we don't care.
1-1.
Got one. That well, pretty much sews
good.
Up to the
three threes.
Oh, I got five guys,
three
actually.
3-3s. 1-3-8s.
And I got 5-2s, and I got you one time there, you little bitch.
No.
About that.
6-1.
Oh, you will be victorious in all that you do. Yo, John, suck up a lot.
And tree. Trees.
Tree trees, as the French say.
Missed.
Life in a girth and release the endorphin.
6-1. Nada.
Nada.
And tree trees.
And Christmas.
One.
And go. And
missed. Alright, so you finally took Eastern. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Fucking right.
Four rounds.
Rush up three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's formidable.
Wow.
What the fuck is this Forty Creek shit in here?
What?
What?
Yeah, they didn't have any thing bigger than a 26 or a...
Yeah.
Small batch.
Well,
I got some small batch left.
That guy there?
The fucking label isn't even straight or nothing.
Yeah, they've given up. And you know what?
Yeah.
Every liquor store in town's out of the 60 pounders for a week and a half now. I'm getting frightened. I'm worried.
Non-con
down by Walmart.
Yeah, I sent them down way down there.
Down by Walmart.
Oh, I haven't checked Walmart. Down
that little cove between the eyes.
They got them, man.
Where? Really?
Sure, when
this bomber's gonna come.
I was there today.
All right, then over there then.
Yeah. Was actually gonna.
I was
$10 difference.
I was thinking, why don't you try to get around the horn?
Did I get the double the fucking
whiskey?
Yeah. I really kind of want a few beers.
What is it? What?
So that $10.
Is the bomber gonna come?
Well, if you went to aisle four,
which is
kind of
silly
if he does. Then it takes the pressure out of me.
You'd be shit faced.
But you know what? If he hits you once, just one. Just
like the more I have, the more I'll probably.
No.
Yeah, shit faced.
Japan.
And you got a chance to shoot a bomber.
What are you doing in this Norway, Japan? Out of the bag. My arm just shot a couple of guys that way.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah, you're right.
You are correct, sir.
I know. We'll put a guy at home if you feel right.
Do you feel right?
What's he gonna do?
Any gobbledygook?
Yep.
And then you'll have to turn around and face all them.
Born.
Is he gonna go a tank on a guy?
Well,
that
he might. Isaac might go, a tank kind of guy.
So I guess your plan is to return everything back home now? Because Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to return everything after that, I can go with a guy.
Maybe we should have went with three
toughings. With a fighter.
Not pepperoni.
Two guys on the team.
Well, it's a lack of pepperoni. Mm-hmm. So I actually enjoyed it. It was nice and fresh.
I could do without pepperoni. I like sausage on a pizza.
You know what's a good topping? It's free.
Anchovies.
Chili peppers.
No, chili peppers.
Ask them to put them on before you run it through the oven, because that way they explode and release flavor.
Fucking cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Gordon Ramsay tell you that?
No. But no. I'll tell you something. No. This place that we found in St. Catharines, quality of pizza, people, in St. Catharines. I said to him, I says, what is going on? I said, where are you guys from? He says, we're Chinese. I says, okay, we got a Chinese place. Buddy, you got pizza better than all of these, most of these Italian places in Niagara Falls. I said, and you know what? I grew up in Niagara Falls. I ate delicious pizza, but what are you doing?
It's their
you
cheese.
Got a perfect pizza here as far as I was concerned, right?
Their cheese is different.
He said, well, I followed Ramsay's recipe for the dough. He says, and also the sauce that we get. Some people just put it straight on. He says, I take it and I add the tweak that Ramsay suggested. So basically, I learned from him. I said, dude. And the cheese that he gets is not all that watery cheese. You know, it's so watery. They're fucking 37% moisture or something in that cheese. I think it's probably like 18% moisture in the cheese. Great pizza. But you go in and get a slab and a pop. The slabs are terrible. They're not made the same way.
Well, thank you, Ray, for that introduction.
Anyways, he said he'd wait for Qualia, Niagara Falls, 2018.
Oh, so he's playing the long game.
I said, oh, good man. I said, you know what? The prices that you charge here, you better double it up, because you're going to make a killing. But see, people go to pizza. Or pizza. That's all they know is pizza. It's not number... The only reason it's number one.
Not once do they go to pizza.
The only reason it's number one is because availability and easy. And access. Easy access.
That's why I go for the Mexican whores.
Yeah. The ones that hang around the dumpsters.
That's right. Don't want to find them.
Need a hole? Find a dumpster. What are you doing there, Cluster Funder?
What's that? No,
yeah, I know, but I thought you were going south. Oh, splitting the troops. Beau.
I'm going to completely ignore you and start going this way.
Mm-hmm. Guess what's going to happen? You're not going to like it. Hey! Don't fuck around.
Yo, he's going to fuck around.
You're
so bad, you don't even know.
Sounds like fucking Bernadette's attacking. Hey, so pew.
Pew. Pew,
pew. Pew, pew.
Fucking pew, pew. So
bad. Bum, 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 bum. Bam, deliciousness. Bam,
bam. Pew, pew. Pew.
Yeah, that's about the sum total of that.
Some tote. Some
about
dope.
That shit.
Some rock and roll dope. I just we go.
More. Yeah, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, that's it. No, that's not quite it. Yeah.
I think this is what I'm gonna do.
I've got my
you gave everything to him, smart guy.
Yeah. You guys smarter.
Where did my...
Yeah, no Navy.
Where did my subs go?
Lucky
did I not buy two subs for $16?
Mm-hmm, I see a lot of subs over there.
I need two subs here for $16.
Oh, you want a mulligan from last week.
I didn't place them there.
No, he didn't. He put down
one
two
from home and two out of last.
Yeah, my two subs. Give me my two
oh,
subs.
Oh, retro purchase. Okay. I see what's going on.
I know it's only allowed when it's your turn, but it's my turn.
Hey, I just don't say anything. I just do it.
Huh.
That's the difference.
Pretend that.
I don't make a big deal about it. I wait till you're not looking, and I put my guys where I meant to put them.
Oh, well, in that case...
You need to learn how to cheat.
I'll cheat the...
Okay. It's not cheating, it's mulliganing. I just don't audibilize the mulligan. Like that. Okay, ready to die in Algeria? Sit the fuck down, fat man.
Roll for me, Mike.
You're a piece of shit. Let's see. All right, I'll attack the Russians then. 7-1. Yeah. 3 threes. Got two more. You got 2, 4, 6, 8 twos.
8 twos.
See one.
Good.
Good on you, mate. 5 ones. Oh, my fucking God. 3. And
right.
3 threes. And I missed all the threes, of course.
5 twos.
What?
Easy, Dave. Oh, thanks. Okay. That time and 3 threes. Got one. Did you take your 3 guys out last time?
I just put something in there. What did I start with? 11?
How many ones did you roll? Or twos? Last time. Come
eight
on,
two,
man.
Two,
all
right,
two, I hit you. I hit you twice and I hit you three times and you rolled 7.
11 to 8 to 5.
11? No.
No?
You only had 8. I hit you twice the first time, and I hit you 3 times the second time.
Yeah,
now
he has 5. And this
you had 8.
Minus 2.
I hit you 3 times the first time and 3 times the second time. So you should have 2 guys left.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so you got 2 twos, and I hit you once.
2 twos. 1.
Okay. Okay, so 3 ones.
Crush
them, Mike. Gotcha.
And a two.
Not at all. Okay. You got me?
No,
not at all.
Okay. German half 3.
Doesn't sound good.
Rush it down 3-1-3. Down 20. Hey, piece of shit. Sit down. I got 1 and 2 threes in Algeria. Gotcha. You got a deuce. And once again, Algeria. Alright.
There you go.
Works for me.
Then you got me?
Yep.
Good.
A 1 and a 4. Hit. Transport, you got a 1.
Jump.
Yep. Down here, a 1. 2 threes. And a 4.
Hmm.
2 hits, you're dead.
What's that?
You got 2 twos in Kenya, Rhodesia.
Oh, 2 twos. Tried to even play this game. Young.
Yeah.
Not even meal.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Third bone.
Mm-hmm.
Forget.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to. They can go back there.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, these guys can go here for now.
Card didn't lie.
Take a card, please.
Oh, I didn't take a card. So
I was actually going to say...
Party foul, no card.
Shit. This would have helped.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence Van Company donates one of the Russian vessels. Quickly, the military converts to a transport ship. Mm-hmm. To be placed at any friendly
sea
port.
That would help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just place it and move on.
We could have invaded.
Yes,
from
but...
France into Eastern a little harder. All right, I got a transport. That would have changed everything I just did, because I would have pulled back into here.
Why?
Because then I would have a transport to fuck shit up. Actually, that would have happened at the beginning of my turn, so it could have came out with them and threatened him and made him buy infantry instead of fucking around. Whatever, I fucked it up.
I was going to say...
And I could have... Yeah, I could have took Algeria, too.
That would have been a cool one.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, so, Britain, pull a card. Fuck, that sucks. That would help. That would have changed everything. But I think I did okay there.
Mm-hmm.
My non-combat done. Everybody's landed. Okay, Germany's done. Britain, go. And my mountains are fucking white. Beer's empty.
United Kingdom pulls a card. It says Field Marshal. Well-trained civilians are qualified to join your powers. Three infantry are strategically placed by your commanding officer. Anywhere in my own territory. All right.
Union of South Africa, Persia,
mm-hmm.
Australia.
Australia's up. India. I mean,
what?
Sorry, no.
Yeah, Nick.
Persia. Sorry, people. Persia is an option.
Vancouver.
It would be nice to have three of them dumped right there.
Vancouver, Ottawa.
Southern is nice.
No brainer. That's where it goes.
That was my first thought, was Southern. Maybe Persia's looking a little better now, but I guess we're not too bad over here. Mike's holding his own quite well. Three infantry right there.
Yeah, Fred.
Yeah, I think I'll accompany those with a couple of
double
bases. Oh, look, I've only got $4.
Hmm.
Well, that's not going to work.
That won't buy you an armor.
The hell did I have last time? Well,
you
probably
you
got
your tank. You can buy two fucking...
Oh, you can buy a tank for $4. I forgot.
I know.
You got to play for an air box.
You just took this and this?
No, I just took this.
You just took that?
That's the only British territory I took.
So it'd be 24?
Of course.
Yeah,
he's close. I see the point.
But he saved $4 for some reason, even though he has industrial tech and I could have bought it. Guys. Who saves $4 when they have industrial tech?
Max, though?
No, there wasn't a max one. I just didn't.
Holy
just
fuck, look at the waters. Look at your waters.
Yeah.
I know, I got problems.
Balls.
He needs to do something about that, but I'm not making a hell of a lot of progress against Russia.
So I'm going to say that I was at 24 beeps. Because I don't see it down anywhere else.
Safe to say.
Because You just got that back, right?
Yeah, he had India last round.
Yeah.
India.
India.
I can't wait to purchase.
I can't wait for India to fucking start making clean energy. There's actually an Indian scientist working on that right now. Fucking maybe a Chinese one should do it too.
Chihuahua.
Fucking assholes. Hey. Sending all their shit over here covered in fucking lead. Wow. Clean your goddamn country up. Start acting like the Americans. Oh wait, shit. No, don't wait.
Stop. Yeah, bad example.
Start acting like the
maybe
Swedes,
Germany.
China. You know what would get amazing press for us?
If we didn't pick on everything?
We would make fun of Muhammad.
I don't think they've ever been in his cab.
There you go, people. Send in the hate letters. Letter bombs. Addressed to Rayman. Side door.
Yeah, don't fuck around. Don't listen to him, people.
Side door, people.
Yeah, no neg. No side door.
Wow, you want to do that right by the mic?
Closer?
He is the mic.
Better than this asshole. Hey, I'll put this bag of Doritos right beside the microphone. Not today.
You remember my fucking...
Yeah, just edited it.
You are turning into my wife.
I come back into the garage. And there's a bag of Doritos sitting, leaning up against the mic.
Yeah.
Good call on the Doritos, Kathy. Yeah, that was a year ago.
Alright, well, I can't do anything.
Just heard it last week.
I was wondering, how can you retain that information?
Because I don't edit for 6 months. Or more.
I can't even place. It really pisses me off.
Oh. C'est un bon air.
Uh-huh.
They say en français.
You better buy a bon air.
Buy a bon air for $14.
What is thing you can place?
Hey, by the time you guys hear this, Trump will be inaugurated. That's what
oh, awesome. Boy.
It'll be well within his first 100 days. I wonder what the world's like right now for the listeners.
I think I'm going to do that.
Because right
oh,
now...
look, it's $11.
It feels okay.
You act like as if once it takes power, everything is going to change.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
No.
He's going to be like, I declare war on democracy. The House and the Senate, you may go. On your way. We no longer need you.
Yeah.
I take the spear of destiny, the one that pierced the Christ side, and I now rule the world.
Bird.
Just
how
like...
much people believe
Charlemagne
had to say it's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, it's the best. Every time he tweets, he contradicts something he said
yeah.
in his last tweet. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Even his interviews.
Scenario.
Even all his interviews oh, yeah. contradict
everything he says.
And I knew from the get go.
And they'll be like, hey, you said
wall.
This. And he'll be like,
he's
who said that?
He's going to build a wall. He's going to build a wall. I'm like, this is a
mother should have built.
Yep. It's
from
a
the
wall.
Get-go.
It's,
it's a figurative
it's
wall.
A scowling wall.
Mother
it's like him just going,
build a wall.
It's a wall of shame. Stay home. I want my strawberries to cost $400 a pint.
Trump.
That was insensitive.
Can't you see?
Here
yet
we go.
Accurate.
3-3. Oil.
Yet accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All them guys at Ford fired. You're now picking strawberries for $25 an hour.
If anybody couldn't see that, they've fucking
missed.
You know, if we'll take two off,
didn't
remain
around.
There for
like
more lead to be impelled into your chest. And three ones.
The only reason he
and
hit
hit.
He had a message.
Said, I've got a message.
What was...
Hey. Thought you were going to flick him right off the table.
I'll fucking flick them.
Oh, well. Flick you. He's not afraid. You think Japan cares? I don't care.
Not one cared.
I brought zero cares with me today.
How about so, you?
I ran out of fucks half an hour ago.
You better believe it. Not a single fuck.
That's weird. I don't give a fuck, not a single fuck.
I got
fuck.
More tanks than you've got infantry as a fucking Asian land.
Well, I was in Baghdad before you were in Dad's bag.
Yeah, you're lucky you got that.
I am Dad's bag.
Now.
Yeah, you're in Dad's bag.
Yeah.
Alright.
Everybody's
bag. Also, you weren't in Baghdad.
This is my fucking
turn. That's true. I was never in Baghdad.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. It's Japan's turn. Pulling a card. It's the you suck, we win card.
No, that's already been played.
Oh, shit.
It's a keeper.
Dum-dum-dum. Oh, is it a good keeper? Maybe is the correct answer.
Fuck yeah!
You're fucking right it is.
It's an amazing keeper.
And I'm going to use
best
it
best keeper
right
there is.
Later.
Fuck yeah!
Is it getting under control?
We are.
One.
That's
two,
all in a
three,
matter of opinion
four.
There.
Yeah, in my opinion, you're not under control.
I mean, what is control?
It's a good thing we're dictatorships and don't have
oh.
to listen to you.
Did you drill a hole in the potato and stick your dick in it? And go as a dictator?
You fucking right, you didn't. Every step
that.
Of the way, I was in control.
Drill a big
nice
hole,
big fucking russet potato.
It was a shallow, wide one.
Small Ontario whites, to
tell you. Ah, look at that. He lost
a little
his
red
temper.
One.
Yeah. Odell Beckham Jr., Mr. Catch-em-all. Fucking dropped.
Drop ball. Jabbers, what's your card? Are we done then already?
Yeah, it's a keeper.
Oh, it's a keeper.
Ben McAdoo, head
do you
coach.
Like it as a keeper?
Why are you smiling? You got beat
oh,
yesterday,
yeah.
embarrassingly.
Gotta check it.
Who's got a smile
oh,
on his face?
Oh, yeah.
What? Why do you have another card? What's going on?
So many cards. Don't look at
me. Oh, they're both keepers.
So many.
They're all keepers. Probably got legs. That's a junk one.
I got a bomber.
Legs are good right now. Yeah.
I got people. Bomber people. People bomber. I could take fucking Russia if I had legs right now. Are you kidding me?
It's a bomber. It's a people and a bomber.
Are you fucking crazy? If I had legs right now, I'd have the biggest bomber.
Legs sounds like a thing.
Well, we're glad you had them. Like the boner, or because you would
sounds like labia, and it's just not appropriate. Lapes. Look at the lapes on that.
So many lapers.
Yeah.
That, you know,
look at this guy. He's fucking. He's playing us mugs. He's hardly drinking at all. He's only in his second Corona.
I know.
And the poor hands.
I just had a Guinness.
Well, yeah, 2.1%
no
alcohol.
No,
you're
it's 4.
You're trying to stay
3.
Sober.
What the fuck?
That's a
Mac-Am.
Still stronger than the American crap. Actually, that was more of a Scottish accent. Crap gave it away.
I got 4.
It's not Scottish, it's crap. I think I'm going to attack the Russians this round.
Where?
Well, we should probably buy it.
Russians are going to crush you like crazy. Your axe belongs to a dying nation.
One guy. That's it.
Remember, his battleships defended 5.
I don't give a fuck, not a single fuck. He's going to be on the attack.
That can
you
be
that card
shit.
In front of
you? Come on, 3 battleships. Fully loaded carry. Oh, he's standing up for this one.
Uh-oh.
To be honest,
oh, jeez.
Oh, well, maybe it's on right now.
They kind of cut the blood off in the legs.
Yeah, I was going to say. My bum's pretty numb.
Numb bum.
What are you doing?
Couple things.
Numb bum, dumb dumb.
Num bum, dum dum.
Come
look at how many, 2, 4, 6, so many fucking dead guys.
They're all dead.
Look at them. Well, let's match them. 1, 2, 3,
and 1,
4. so many.
Heavy, heavy.
So many guys.
Maybe, just throwing this out there.
Six.
Two tanks to the left, yo.
Six.
Not from there. No. Two.
Three.
Oh, the other tank in the fucking China.
Junk.
China.
Because he's going to overpower me now in Africa. Right? No, no.
He's got fighters.
Okay, fine. Three. That's good. That works.
Sorry, but, you know, I'd like to help you beat me.
I don't think that...
96.9. Best radio station in Buffalo.
Two more guys.
Listen to you people.
106.5?
No. No, that's fucking horse kissing music.
Nobody kissed a horse in Buffalo ever.
Fucking right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Almost matched.
That's not...
You don't need five tanks now.
Suck.
All right.
No, I don't need them. You're right, but they're one more step. Down
okay.
South is closer to...
Yep, got it. I hear you. Awesome.
Yeah.
Works for me. And silence fell on the crowd.
I should have a cigarette that lasted longer than
5 minutes. I don't know if I have those.
They
called
do.
Cigars.
That's what that would have been good today. I was watching Border Patrol last night, and some guy from Mexico come up through the States, come into Canada, and he was bringing like fucking 4 pounds of white powder. So they ran it through the test. It was all sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you drag sugar?
To see if you could do it.
Just to test run.
That guy was a red herring. 10 of his brothers got through with fucking kilos of yayo.
No, the dogs don't let it through. The dogs run over, sniff, and sit down.
They're too busy with the guy with the sugar.
15 seconds to cover the guy. What I'd like to know is those dogs at our border, they just walk up and down the freaking cars as they're waiting to get up there.
Yeah.
And they smell it over all of that stuff.
And yet Hollywood, when they make a drug movie, they have the dogs freaking out when they smell
they
drugs.
Don't sit,
they don't.
They
sit
down.
They just freak out, but Hollywood's got to be like,
oh yeah, of course.
Nobody's going to know what that means. Everybody's
right?
Stupid. Yeah, no, you're stupid, Hollywood. Oh, stop changing everything.
Oh, for sure. I'd love being that one.
Persia.
Hey!
Yeah,
I
hit once or twice.
Alright. How about this one right here? Oh, that one.
Are you like sixes tonight? Or just
I don't know. I'm sucking up loud and rolling. I cannot friggin' roll.
You will.
Five buns.
You will.
Didn't
my red dice are rolling shit, then that's it. It's a bad day for me. I rolled the same dice 3 times. You got sixes.
Yeah.
62.
Come on, Mike.
One.
All right. You only got three of them. Half of it. 50%. You need to hit him twice.
Four ones.
Oh, he's all over. Look at. Eat, gobbly chew.
That's the map of America.
Three twos. No.
You're wicked dead. Get out of China. America down tape.
Oh boy.
Japan up tape. America and Germany are in the same spot. It's crazy. Right there.
Let's just see what I do.
Yeah. Everything going back home.
Everybody.
There's so many battleships that are parked in.
Here's Defend. Defend.
Defend.
Alright. Well, that makes a big difference. That's still good.
There's the,
Where's
the brownies out there down here?
Rule now.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Americans? In the case, yeah.
Who cares?
With that nothing.
Don't you want to get him in shape to grab more points?
Nope, not particularly. Not
right.
You can do
what
you want.
I think so.
I really just...
Okay. That works, I get that.
We haven't touched your donuts yet. Oh, we have touched your donuts.
So, place in eunuchs?
Good. But I'll split that last dark one with somebody. This is kind of a flip-flop game, but a slow-motion flip-flop game. We've had games flip faster with cards. This one here is... Like, Germany at one time looked so powerful. Now they're... Okay... They're graspable. They're tangible. The Japanese are out of control. The Japanese are going to rule the world here if we don't do something, and there's not too much we can do. He got all his navy at home. He's got nothing. One guy. You could take his capital over right now.
That'll be interesting.
You can try.
Just remember, when you got loaded troops, right, when you got transports that are loaded, they can still be taken as a casualty.
No, they can't.
Why not?
Like, fuck,
you can take whatever you want.
Because they're the last things. They have to clear the water and then they're unloading.
It's all in the same zone.
Anything on it dies if you pull it.
Yeah, everything dies.
Yeah, but
whether it's an empty or a loaded sponge, it's still a sponge.
I don't think we ever played that way.
Yeah, they're committed. Once they're in there, they're part of the battle.
No, if they're not part of the battle. They will die if that was the point of it. It's not like they're meat shields to bring in.
There's no A and B. You guys, we determined no A.
There's no A and B. He won't let us play A and B.
Can't do that.
We've been playing A and B all our lives.
Yeah, but it's not an A and B.
It's A, clear the water, transports come in. He says the transports are already in.
Yeah, but you can't peel them as casualties. They're in. Once everything else dies, you're taking casualties of importance. Once they're gone, that's that other rule where they have to go last.
That's the other rule where they have to be picked last. Like in global and shit.
On the attack, fucking right they have to be picked last because they're just sitting ready to unload if
I know, but
this doesn't pursue.
Exactly, but since we get
so,
to pick...
So once those are gone... No.
I don't know.
No, and it works to your disadvantage.
They're right.
The attacker.
They're right. You need to eat more because you're getting drunk too fast. You're too skinny. Drink whiskey first.
You're too skinny. They're right.
I'm making logic sense. You guys are making nuts.
I'm saying...
That's a change of rule.
Well,
no, it's fine by me. If you want to take your fucking... transports out.
It's changed from your childhood because you guys cheated then?
Well, we played you clear the water and then the transports... This is the way we play. The transports are loaded. They don't move. They are designated to come in there.
That's to say
you go in and try to clear the water. If you do not clear the water, those things are loaded wherever they were loaded, right there.
No.
No, they're dead. They're dead. They don't make it to the fucking... They don't make it anywhere.
They're just loaded and they can't come in. That's the way we've played it.
They're not loaded and can't come in. They're fucking... They're gone. They're done. They don't be chosen as a target. They don't... They're just like... Hey, if the water's clear, we get to do stuff. If not, we're dead. Like, that's what it is. It's not...
That's like saving your ass.
There's no saving your ass. They can't escape. They're just there.
No, but if they're in there, they got every right to peel them off as casualties. And who cares if they do? That means no guys are landing in the amphibious. At any rate, it's America's turn.
Well, it's making a big difference right now because that's exactly what we're.
I'm telling you right now. If you bring a transport in, you want to peel it off as a casualty, go right the fuck ahead. But anybody on that transport's dead.
Yeah, well, we know that. The problem is we've never played like that. We've played you clear the water And if that's not successful, they don't come in.
That's dumb. That's a safety valve. You either attack or you don't attack. Valve.
Well, they're all coming
no
in.
There's no fucking safety valve because they don't get to go anywhere other than dead.
It's a safety valve if he leaves them back where they started from.
No, that's not an option.
That's what he's saying, though.
No.
They stay where they started.
No,
no,
never.
You come in or you don't come in.
Never.
They're loaded.
Anyway.
They're there. They're just ready to be unloaded. If the water's uncleared, you can't unload. So therefore,
you're basically
dead. Like, you don't have an attack. You can sit there, and we'll roll until we hit.
Right.
But you can still take it as a casualty.
It's the same thing as if they're on defense. They're sponges. You take them off as casualties.
Sure.
That's what he's saying.
Because we get to pick who
anyway,
casualties.
Buy your fucking plastic, America, and let's go.
Huh?
Turn, go.
Oh, we'll take a card, please.
Pull a fucking card first, because Germany forgot.
Oh, that looks good. What's up? Oh, read it up. Or I'll read it up. All right, it says Flight Officer, RAF Squadron. After a maintenance job on the landing gear, your Hurricane is in Western Canada. Nice.
Okay, what can
you
do?
We get a fighter in Canada. That helps. Fighter in Canada helps. I don't know what we're going to do with it. And I can't even give you a Hurricane, but I can give you a Spitfire.
I don't have any Hurricanes. That's bullshit.
Yeah, you should have Hurricanes or Beauties.
Collect $37 and fucking spend it wisely.
You got Mosquitoes, Lancasters, and Spits.
Aren't those the Halifaxes?
What do you got? Oh, no. So the states, have they been knocked down? Yeah, we just got two.
Oh, let me guess. America didn't collect.
So we should have been up one at 37. Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah,
the only difference is when
you would have had 37.
Excuse.
Here, go collect your 37 and buy more shit.
Oh, drop me. Fighter face, not her
boob. Drop to. Fighter interface, not her boob.
Okay.
Fighter interface, not her boob. Don't let me catch a bite until you just bite the fucking.
These guys. These guys are going to come over for knockdown. Help stabilize. These guys are going to come in with a fight, but these guys, I need another one of those. I'm going to lose my bomber. What was our card? Oh, we got the Hurricane. Okay. So now what do you need over there, Mike?
Hard to say right now.
Nothing. Looking.
Well,
factory for Mexico. Ooh.
Made a 16. We got kind of a lot of money here. Just looking at what we got here, 16. Wondering if I can afford another one of those.
Somebody tells me something from Mexican factory. Can't go any further.
I can leave you. I can leave you $10. That's two infantry and that's three M for. Two tanks. Put two tanks there.
Okay.
You want to do that? Because I need the beef on. I need the beef on this side. We've been slacking off. So
where's the beef? Alaska.
16. Six. 16.
Two subs. 16?
Four subs.
Four subs for 16. What a deal.
Four submarines.
I questioned your math.
Well, I put 16 out on the table and then I put 16 out again.
Counted another 16 like the weaselly little 16 counting motherfucker that you.
Yeah. What
are
those?
Yeah, they should be in the little box.
I know, but I have to double check.
Yeah. That's the benefit of switching sides every time. For me, I get to fix the boxes from the last time I pulled.
And you should.
Yeah. And now the eyes be all fucked up again. I'm going to make new paper.
You just need to make three zones, Dave.
No, that's too fucking... That's a pain in the ass.
No, that's the easiest.
No, pain.
You make land, sea, and air. Throw them in there.
Yeah, except we have 17 different types of land units.
So it goes in a bigger box.
Your mom's box? Oh,
Dave. So disrespectful. You just dropped a notch and a half.
I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Well, there's only three notches.
Oh. I'm almost there. Do you need to go outside?
So.
Don't be long. It's fucking freezing out there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Take your
bikini
out. Go sit in the
backyard.
Oh,
beautiful, she says.
Hit it all, Mike. Fucking
I did this afternoon. And I didn't wear the top.
No, I heard wear the top.
The neighbors were calling and everything.
Mm-hmm. How do I get a piece of that? And you overcharged them and I got nothing. Way to go.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Here we go.
So for all you listeners,
the defense, but I'm going to attack him anyway.
The USA has built a factory early in the game, and he has built up enough to possibly do a clear the water in the Sea of Japan and hit Japan's capital. So we are, Mike's setting it all up. He has, from Alaska.
Listen, I cannot agree with this fucking on-the-attack, peeling fucking transport that has never been, never will be. What the fuck kind of bullshit is that?
Because we would never have taken a transport as a casualty.
I beg your pardon. It's not. It has no attack. It's just waiting to unload once the waters are fucking free. There is no fucking peel them off as a fucking...
There's
no meat shield on the attack, ever.
Yeah, there is, because you can bring them in empty. You can bring them in empty, you can bring them in full.
All right.
But like Dave says, all the shit dies. Like, if we take... There's no guys left in the land. All
right. Yeah, I guess. Fair enough.
That's why I've all...
Sure.
The way we've played is that it just stays there. It doesn't move. It's part A and part B. We haven't played A and B
since.
It's
not a part A and part B. You've always said part A and part B. There is no part A and part B. You have to clear the waters to be able to unload.
That's part A.
Hold the fuck up. This motherfucker is not.
Yeah, whoa.
Neither is this cock.
He's loading breast. 2, 4, 5.
You have to load on.
Okay,
there
so
too.
Mike, in that case, you can come in with an empty transport and it can take a hit. So, you got 1, 2.
Yeah.
And this guy here?
3 loaded transports.
So, if you left that guy at home, you'd come in with 4 guys. Good boy. Okay, so now you got 1 transport that can take a hit for sure without any argument. If you leave a guy at home, it would have 4 ones on 1, 2. And there'd be no argument because you could take 2 hits on the transports that are... I don't know. I can't believe that after, like, since 1984,
this
problem has arisen now.
That's because you can't weigh out, like, oh, he hit me once. Oh, I've got 3 vessels left. I could take, he hit me once, I hit, you know what I mean? And I hit him once, so I'm going to take now my fucking 1 vessel that is not carrying something. There's no that option. It's just... Like,
we do have the option.
Combat is the combat, and then whatever.
I get Muggsy's argument. It's not involved in combat at sea.
That's right, but you can bring them in as sponges.
But it's still in the sea zone.
And the book clearly states that. That's why I prefer to go with A and B. It's simpler and it's easier rules. They don't fucking move. That's it. You didn't clear the waters. They're loaded at port, vulnerable. Somebody can attack them.
So
we don't want to go with
two,
the clean-cut black and white rules.
9, 10.
We want to mix it up now.
It really doesn't matter.
11.
I'm just saying that's a rule that was like in depth that I didn't even know that.
I don't think it ever came.
I don't think it ever.
Yeah, I don't think it ever came up.
He's got to hit you 14 times to clear the water. You got to hit him 11 times to start getting into his transports that are loaded.
Wow, Mike, you better roll it.
And on defense, you're way better off.
I understand that.
No.
I'm not really throwing. I'm not saying in a position where, like, I feel like I'm going to lose.
Yeah, but he's on defense right now, smart guy. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You're attacking. You're not defending right now. Muggsy's better off. He can take 14 hits. He only has to hit you 11 times.
Yeah.
Before he's hitting transports that don't get to fire back.
Well, when Mike rolls, Mike's fourth hit will hit a transport. Mike's fourth hit will hit a transport.
You know what? My argument is kind of moot, I guess, because... Yes. You could come in with unloaded transports and take them as sponges.
Yeah.
Right now you're doing the same thing, but with loaded.
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough.
We could fucking take those as casualties, too.
Sure. And if you want to do that, then
you'd be stupid.
Fucking burn
them
away.
That's what I'm saying. You're coming in with one empty transport.
Okay,
right?
I get the outlook.
If you came in, do you think you can beat his capital with 4 ones against his 2?
5 ones?
4.
5?
Think you can do it with 4?
5.
No, he's asking you if you can do it with 4. Do you need that 5th guy is what he's asking you.
Well, why would I leave him back?
Because
home?
Then you can take 2 hits off the transports. It doesn't affect your
without
land.
Without anybody going in the water.
And you don't even have to take hits. Like, let's say he hits you only twice. Let's just say you can take those 2 transports and nothing will affect.
This last half hour of arguing is going to be
you
moot.
Know what I'm
saying? Might as well.
Because there's no way he wins this fight.
No.
Well, there's ways that
you think you can.
Unlikely.
You can take the capital with 4?
Maybe. Why
would
you roll that?
You're rolling 5 4s, a 3, 2 2s, and 3 1s.
Because
if
he hits
you,
can take 2 transports.
4s.
As
five.
Is.
Yeah. You said 5.
And it doesn't change anything
fives.
That you're attacking
no.
with.
You got 5 4s.
If he hits me,
five fours,
the third transport,
he's only got 2 4s. 4 3s.
If he hits you on the second transport, you've only got 1 transport.
Yeah. What's up with
you'll
the
have
transport.
2 transports doing that.
Right, but it's like you said,
if he hits
him
twice,
you
can take those 2 transports and it doesn't even
and
put hits on your battleship.
Fucking go
it's
ahead.
Like nothing
yeah,
even
right?
happened.
Because it's looking
because
at
you're taking
6
those
or
2
5
transports.
Dollars
and
yeah.
with
yeah.
them.
And
your other 2
okay.
are still
yeah.
full.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
But you know what? You might want that 5th guy because it would suck to get in there. Let's say you did win and you rolled
yeah.
and he hit you. Comes down to 1-on-1. You'll want that 1 guy.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So you do
you
have
want one guy, okay.
You got a transport that can take a hit, and it's not even changing your effect. Everything after that is...
Damage. All right. Anything else, America? What are you doing over here? Are you strategic bombing? You attacking my Navy? What's going on over here?
Yeah, over here, we're going to come after you with 2 subs and a bomber.
And a bomber. Gotta get to kill expensive American units.
Mm-hmm.
Can I steal a second?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after all that transport argument, now you want to steal my fucking tobacco?
Yeah,
oh,
I do. I'm
going to have non-combat stuff.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, about time. Why is it in Finland freezing their nuts up? Because Finnish women are beautiful. I forgot.
It's that Milky Way.
American swinging dicks in the fucking frozen tundra of Scandinavia.
Yeah, let's do it.
You won't do it.
Let's do it over here first. We'll
yeah,
do it all
right. Let's build ourselves up to the big one.
We got 2
dice.
And a 4.
Oh! Yep. 3 for the carrier. Missed.
Junk.
3 4s.
You.
I can read about
2 hits.
Okay.
Sons are dead. Battleship's tipped.
Debug. That doesn't help.
Not a lot.
I really needed.
Bomber's dead now. If he wants to continue and maybe kill the carrier.
I know. The bomber, which came from England.
London.
Went 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa, now you can bomb my factory.
Oh, no, unprotected
no,
factories.
By a
oh, man.
Fucking right.
Fucking dick.
And we're going to replace... Oh, no. 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 No.
The
we have the battle of all battles.
Here we go, bro. Are you ready to clear the waters like a champ? All
right.
You have a one with an aircraft carrier. You have your subs, then your fighters, then your battleships.
The USS Tay 2?
Hey, isn't that a 2?
What?
That's a 2.
Aircraft carrier attacks at... I don't know. My glasses are not on. Attacks at one, defends at a 3.
Yeah.
Good luck. This is for the capital and all his shitload of cash.
That he was waving in your face earlier.
One.
That's a 3. I forgot to collect.
Oh, you better collect.
Three twos. You need all of them.
One.
You got one.
Four threes.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
No. And 2 fours. Yeah. 50.
Good boy. Let's see. This is the biggest battle of the night right here, folks. This is it.
Yes. 3-3. No. 3.
3-4.
Here. What was the one for?
3-1.
What was the 3-1s for?
Transports.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, look at them honoring the Axis and all these guys, putting all his hits in the fucking compass.
5-4.
I didn't misplot the rules.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
What? What?
What? 2, 4, 6, 7 hits.
Take your transport.
You did what? 11 hits?
Now your choice is you could take another transport with that single dude or take 2 hits on your battleship.
Like
two subs and a transport. You're still coming in pretty heavy. You're still coming in with a 2, 4 threes, and 2 fours. Let me see. A 2, miss. 4 threes, 2. 2 fours,
you
2.
You get to 7 times. What'd you pull off?
4.
What have we got now? 2 transports. 4.
Took your carrier off?
Carrier.
Okay, that's 7. All right.
Oh my God. You're going to have a battleship left.
A 2.
No, he's not.
A 2. That's a 3. What else would I say? 4 threes?
Yeah.
I lost it. 2 fours.
Mm-hmm.
3 hits.
1.
Yeah.
2 twos.
Yeah.
As well.
3. 3. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's what I said, you have a battleship.
Oh, he's got to pull the fighters too because they can't land anymore.
You still have to hit them. Fucking 5 times. That would be a sub, 4 fighters, and a battleship. You're left with a wounded battleship, and you're going to retreat, and then he's going to attack you, and then that'll all be gone. That's what's happening over there. Unfortunately,
Was that an I told you so that you were going to say to me? Well, I think you were just about to say it's too early. I told you so.
No, no.
No.
No. Yeah, I think it's safe. That was hairy and filled with rabid discussion.
It was hairy with Larry.
Larry's not listening anymore. No, I can't do that. I'm going to take this belt up. I'll tell you that right
the
now.
The other option, Mike, is that you could.
It's digging into my
take
fat.
Bulk transport.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
The sub.
The sub.
Two battleships and fly all your fighters out of there. You know what? You have immobilized him in the Pacific. That was a pretty big achievement. So, you could take your fucking drowning units.
The consolation.
One, two, three,
look
three,
what you
four,
did.
Five,
six. Fly out of there with three fighters.
Or go another.
You still got to pull six guys off.
Go another round.
You're going to go another round.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to hit you three or four times.
One, two, three.
You're done.
Four, five,
you still got to pull guys off.
You can go one fighter and two battleships.
I'm going to have a piece of pizza while you're
three.
Deciding. That's a tough go right there.
I've got no transports. I'm not mobilized in that sense. How fast are you going to rebuild it? How fast am I going to rebuild? I've got two factories on the mainland. If you build two transports, a sub, two fighters, three fighters. You got a three and two fours. If we hit all three,
even if that does,
then you kill maybe.
Fly out of there with three fighters, Mike.
Fighters can't land anymore.
Two of them can.
Where? They came off the carrier. They've gone two. They have two more moves. There's nowhere to land.
But if they came out on the carrier.
That's right. They went one.
No, they don't.
They went one either
it doesn't work like
to
that.
This zone
no.
Or to this zone, and two into the Sea of Japan.
Two.
They have two moves left. There's no eligible land for them to
land.
Mm-hmm. If you had Wake Island, it'd be a different story. Or Okinawa, or
no.
Soviet Far East.
Okinawa,
but
that
would
I said
that. They don't have anywhere to land.
Last round, I said that.
So all those planes are going to run out of fuel. So if you're going to continue the attack, peel everything off except for whatever fighters you have left at the end. Let's see, you have three fighters left just to take shots at them because they're going to run out of gas anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One fighter.
That's your best
one
option.
One fighter, two battleships.
No, the battleships are going to be, they can only retreat one zone, so they're dead next round anyway. They're on defense.
You can't retreat.
He
established he can't retreat.
He can pull all his boats out of the water right now and one fighter for the six hits that you have. Then have three fighters that are going to die anyway take shots at your Navy. All they're going to do is take shots at your Navy.
Yeah. But if you're going to do that, you might as well keep a fighter and two fucking battleships.
If he's going to retreat, then pull off all your fighters and your transports and...
He could take off all your fighters.
Retreat the subs and the battleships.
Yeah, you could retreat the sub and the battleships, and then you'll have a two and two fives when he comes at you next.
Right. Or three threes on attack right now that kill whatever they got.
Or three threes on an attack right now.
I see what you're saying.
So that makes more sense, two fives and a two, than three threes. I get that.
But what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
if he's going to stay in attack, when I keep a fighter and two battleships.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what you
if you're
going to
stay in attack, why the fuck would you keep your battleships?
If you're going to attack, if you're going to defend, then leave.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Either way, keep your battleships.
Yeah, stronger attack. Okay, I get that.
And defense. Either way,
This American turns dragon out extremely it long, is. So make up your mind.
Ray.
You want me to call a shot?
Yeah.
Do you want to kill more shit?
You're going to go a 3 and 2 4s if you stay. You're going to hit 2 out of the 3. What's he going to do?
Well, he's going to take off shit. He's going to get rid of his aircraft carrier and one battleship, or he's going to take his fighters.
What does that change?
Well, it changes his navy down to a couple of the dudes left.
Well, you might as well attack, because he's going to come after it anyways for the next round.
Well, if you're going to defend, then take everything, move your sub and your two battleships out. At least they defended a 5, 2 5s and a 2.
Yeah, you're going to kill more stuff that way, is what he's saying.
He can't. You've immobilized.
Yeah, we defend better. I see what you're saying.
You got a chance.
We're going to take off.
Do you want to kill some more stuff? Do you want to keep going and trying?
When it's my turn, I have all fully repaired battleships.
Yeah. So right now, if you were to keep fighting, you might be able to get rid of a couple of battleships.
Yeah, you're going
to
kill more shit
he
on
might
offense.
Say,
all right,
I want my carrier so bad.
Yeah, even with your 5s, he can absorb 3 hits next
two
round.
2 is off. 2, 3...
It was a very detailed battle.
Yeah.
One that we weren't really ready to deal with.
Right now is the state of your job to kill the Japanese.
Yep.
Because, like, if I start peeling off battleships, where am I going to repair? Where am I going to buy?
Yeah, I'm not buying battleships.
Oh, 3. 2 4.
So you're going to hit everything.
Peel that $18 unit off now.
I've got a 3.
High face.
Or a fighter. Even cheaper.
Could you roll me some smoke? 5. And do you want to burn it?
3.
Well, yeah, I just thought maybe you'd want to be in on it, too.
Perfect.
I mean, I don't need a lot. I just need, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. This happened once before. So I came through.
Okay, so now we got to see what America's replacing.
America!
And then we wrap up the episode. And 17 subs. Are you serious? You didn't buy anything for over here?
Yeah, I bought 2 tanks.
Oh.
You're going to be in Alaska for at least 2 rounds. Okay. All right, people. That's the end of round 4. What a battle. What a discussion. What a mouse. Well, that's a callback to Mighty Mouse. But, so that's it for round 4.
Is that Mighty Mouse?
And I can't believe I got to fucking keep poking Ray with this. That's the end of
round 4. Chug a lug a poke, toe, keep, sleep, repeat.
Fight, fight, hold the light, carry out the dead, do something.
That a boy.
Cheers.
Cheers, and good day.